198. Bruno Mars, and congratulations to Karen Dershowitz from Florissant. She's going to see Maroon 5 at Scott Trade Center September 13th. We're blowing out tickets all week long. Next hour, your chance to win tickets to see U2.
All right, so Valentine's Day is coming up, and I can't imagine how it is to be single if maybe you're in your 30s. I think that's a hard time. You know who you are. You know what you want. But your friends are telling you to go online and do online dating.
And a lot of your friends have maybe already coupled up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's not like you're all single going out together. I think that's way easier when you're younger.
I was single at 33, and all my friends were married. You have to find new friends to do stuff with.
Yeah, you're single going out friends.
That's right. And they, you know, I have best friends now. They weren't just a phase. but like the apps now that are available, like Bumble, you know, people wonder, well, why don't you just do Bumble? One of our former coworkers and friends posted a screenshot of a message she got from somebody that I guess they were compatible on Bumble.
They matched him up or saw her and I don't know how I don't know how this thing works.
Okay. And I immediately responded, is this for real? Or is this just like you saw this somewhere?
Yeah.
She said, it is totally real.
Okay.
So she said, if anybody wants to know why I don't use these, this is why. The guy's name's John. Here are his questions. How tall are you? Do you have kids? Do you smoke? Are you overweight? Do you have a good job? Do you live on your own or with someone? Do you have your own place? Do you have bad credit? Are you wanted by the police?
Nice to meet you too, John.
Do you think John was trying to be funny?
Read tone. So I wouldn't do any of that stuff.
And maybe he's had...
Maybe he's had bad experiences on Bumble too, but I don't think that that's going to get you a date. I think once you get on the date, you can joke around and ask questions like that and deliver it in a way where they know you're joking, but I don't think he was.
That's why we need to have the sarcasm font.
Yeah.
He's like, right. Let's cut to the chase. Are you wanted by the police? You have to write it in a much funnier way, not just laundry list a bunch of questions.
Like, and I don't like outlandish questions.
Right. I don't like the, do you have a good job? Are you overweight?
No.
Like, who are you?
I would just answer like yes, no, and say they're not in order of your questions. Guess which ones.
Right. In no particular order.
But I'm curious about like the strangest questions you've got. Because you text first. That's how you get to know somebody.
Yeah.
But maybe the most inappropriate, strangest question you got on one of these apps or dating sites or whatever. You know, I don't know why I have this sickness that I love to hear about terrible dating stories.
Like you want to create your own profile, right? Not because you're creeping on your boyfriend, but because you
want to see the cray.
Oh, yeah.
So you can text us at 314-531-9898. And that's also our phone line, or 618-397-9898. Y98, it's Courtney and Company show with Jen, Kevin, and Lance. And we're talking about Bumble. None of us really get how it works because we haven't dated or at least we don't talk about the dating that we do. But a friend of ours that's really cute, great job, has the most handsome dog I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this dog at all times is posing for a picture.
Yes. So and he has those ears that stick straight up.
He's such a handsome boy.
He is.
So she's single and her friends always ask her, why don't you go on Bumble? And she put a reply to all her friends that ask her why she doesn't. This John guy that wrote a variety of terrible questions to her.
And then at the end put LOL.
Yes.
And that does not excuse any of the horrible things he asked.
How tall are you? Do you have kids? Do you smoke? Are you overweight? Do you have a good job? Do you live on your own? Do you have bad credit? Are you wanted by the police? So we thought we'd get your bad Bumble stories, even though we don't quite get it. Nicole, what's yours?
Well, newer to the St. Louis area, was on Bumble, went on a date with someone. Towards the end of the date, he mentions that I like to speed and some other stuff.
I like to speed?
Yeah, and so he tells me that a coworker has looked me up on the state's website, I forget what it's called, as I'm not familiar with the area, and there was a girl with the same name, different middle name, in Kansas City that had a lot of convictions for speeding and some credit issues.
Oh, and he said to you, you like to speed, and you didn't understand what he was talking about.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that kind of puts the date right there for me.
Okay, wait. I'm curious about Bumble.
Yes.
Explain how it works exactly.
So, when you log on, profiles come up of different men, and you can swipe to the right if you're interested, swipe to the left if you're not. And if you swipe to the right, and I guess if they have also liked you, then it says, boom, it's a match.
Oh, and okay. And then do you contact them or do they contact you?
Yeah, the woman has to contact them first.
Oh.
Oh, with everything, no matter who swipes first?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And you have 24 hours.
Wow.
Oh, and what, it explodes?
Yeah, you never see them again.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty
cool.
It's
kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah, that was my experience. I have a lot of other experiences through other websites, but I'm taking a break from dating right now. Let's just say that.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Little Nicole time.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to St. Louis, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, so could you not see this being a movie like Serendipity, where they meet, mm-hmm. and then fate has to decide if they find each other again in the universe?
Yeah. Mm. Man.
All right, so it's not the best idea I've ever had. Let's go to the phones. Gwen has a Bumble story. Gwen, tell us about your horror story.
Well, I was just thinking that John has a very legitimate thing to say. My profile, I actually have put on there. Can't have a criminal record. Must have a job. Can't be married. Must live in St. Louis. I mean, you have to spell out exactly, and he may be being sarcastic, but my guess is he's been doing this for a while, and he knows that all those crazy scenarios could really happen, because they do.
Okay, so you put all that stuff on your profile because you obviously had a bad dating experience. What was the worst one?
The worst one? I have many bad ones, but the worst one was I actually had been going out with this guy for a while, met him online. And he stole from my house.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Yeah.
What did he take? Not the TV. That would have been obvious.
Ah, diamond ring.
Oh, no. So now nobody comes back to your house.
Oh, I'm so careful now, and I'm so jaded, and I ask so many questions. I look up everyone on CaseNet. And it's funny. If their CaseNet is completely clear, that's a red flag too, girls, because that means that they have not been divorced. Otherwise, their divorce would be on CaseNet. So keep that in mind, too.
Or they've just never been married.
Right.
What was that?
Or they've never been married.
Or they've never been married, yes. No, but if they say they've been divorced.
Okay.
On CaseNet means they're actually the most normal, great guy, or it's something awful. One or there's no in between.
Thanks, Gwen. Sorry about the bad dates. Okay, let's go to Bob on 5. He's got a story about Match, an email he got from somebody. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So this was about 6 years ago. I was recently back to the St. Louis area. I had just become a single dad with 6 kids, and I was on Match. And I put that out there in my profile that, yeah, I have 6 kids. I'm a single dad. And I had a person, I don't remember if it was wink or like at me, and she sent a message that said, you should be on care.com, not match.com.
Oh.
I had to reply, I already am, but that's not why I'm here.
Oh, no. I bet that has got to be tough, though, Bob.
It was. It was an interesting experience.
Okay, so have you found someone?
Yes, I have.
That's good.
Awesome.
Got married a few years back, and things are going much better.
That's great.
Now, did this person that you met have kids?
Yeah, she did. She had 2 of her own.
Oh, so you're like the Brady Bunch right there.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
She had a lot less.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you found love. Thanks for calling, Bob.
Thanks. Have a great day.
That care.com line's pretty funny.
Yes. By the way, everyone's going to CaseNet today.
Right.
Oh, I've been.
To check out there.
Have you never been? It's fascinating.
My neighbor does that stuff for me.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of the case.
So is my sister. My sister investigates everything. All right. So you got some texts as well, Kevin.
Yeah, man. And these are, I understand. Well, you know, and I get maybe why you ask these, but maybe not immediately. All right. Do you have pretty feet?
Ew. What is that? The guy that...
Yeah, that's a...
That's that ad, you know, guy I had to audition for a while back. It's a mattress commercial where your feet are talking. Take your socks off. No, thank you.
All right, so the feet.
Do you have large breasts? Because they look big in the photo.
Oh, and they, you don't even know these people.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Yeah, and then my favorite, and how would you know this? Are you fertile? I mean, you know, if you haven't, if you don't have kids, or if you...
Let's just cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
How are your hips?
Will you birth my babies before I've even gone on a date with you? Just asking.
It's a different world. It really is.
Holy moly.
And there are certain, I'm sure you're so jaded too, that you're looking at pictures and you're like, okay, I'm not going to pick a guy that has a microphone in his picture. Because he thinks he's like, he's either a singer or a radio person.
Right, right.
Standing by a car, holding a guitar. I mean, there's a lot of, you start judging the pictures right away too.
Yeah.
All right. Like somebody holding the phone like they're making a deal. That's one of my pet peeves.
Oh, yeah.
Feel free to text us more of these stories if you'd like. 314-531-9898. But right now.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Ooh, there are some good ones today. A little chance for you to learn something. Or say, I already knew that and whatnot. Move on. First one's mildly interesting. Here's something you didn't
know. Sell it.
Rahm Emanuel. We all know who Rahm Emanuel is.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor of Chicago. He's missing part of his right middle finger. He sliced it off when he was working the meat slicer at an Arby's in high school.
I want ham.
I said it was mildly interesting.
I knew that one.
You did?
Yeah.
You did? How?
Good for you.
She's got a crush on Rahm Emanuel.
When he joined the Obama administration, it was like weird things you didn't know. His brother is...
Yes.
Ari Emanuel. No, something about Entourage.
No relationship to the Emanuel softcore porn series that used to run on... one of the cable stations when I was young. I
don't remember. Okay.
Things we sort of remember.
Yes. Emmanuel. Here's something you didn't know. The best-selling car in America. Anyone? Anyone?
Ford F-150 pickup truck.
Honda Accord.
The Ford Fiesta.
No.
That's the least. No, it's the red and yellow plastic Little Tykes toy car. The Cozy Coupe.
Oh, we have a Cozy Coupe.
Yes, yes, yes.
We do.
About 500,000 are sold every year.
It's for sale if anyone wants it.
You used to change my diapers.
Right.
I should put a for sale sign in that Cozy Coupe. We need to unload that thing.
If that many are sold.
Yeah, right.
Here's something you didn't know. William Shakespeare's wife, her name, Anne Hathaway.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Wow. I wonder if Anne Hathaway was named after.
She seems that like that type.
Well, her parents.
I know.
She didn't name herself.
Maybe her name is not her name, though.
Ooh.
The plot thickens.
Here's something you didn't know. London has more Indian restaurants than any city in India.
Mm. Huzzah! I can believe that. Last time I was there, the couple times I was there, man.
Bizarre.
Got some great Indian food, though, in London.
Here's something you didn't know. Sony makes the bulk of its money selling...
DVD players.
Videotape.
Insurance.
But
I can hear the audience now. Boo!
Sony Insurance, I've never even heard of it.
They offer life, auto, health, in Japan, which accounts for 63% of their profits for the past 10 years, the electronics operates at a loss.
Say what?
Huh, that's interesting.
Weird.
Here's something you didn't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, we have him coming up in Schmig, too.
Never blinks during Terminator 2.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Huh.
Here's something you didn't know. You're going to watch now for it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'm going to watch. I'll take your word for
it. I like the Terminator series. Here's something you didn't know. Dr. Seuss wrote Green Eggs and Ham. after a bet with his publisher. He bet him that he couldn't write a book using 50 words or less, and there are only 50 unique words in Green Eggs and Ham.
I want ham!
How do you have that again?
What, did you have a challenge to just reuse stuff in this, Kevin? Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Shut up, stupid!
That was mean. Sorry, Jen.
We're talking about germs earlier. Here's something you didn't know. Kissing someone on the cheek makes you less likely to get sick than shaking their hand.
I would believe that.
I believe it. In church, when you have to give the sign of peace, I have an overwhelming desire to itch my nose or like something on my face afterwards. And I can't. I'm like, I need to bring hand sanitizer.
Why don't you just do the peace sign to everyone?
Yeah, no.
Not classy.
What about when your kid has a runny nose and kisses you on the mouth? How germy is that?
I don't have those statistics.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
All right, here's two more. Two more.
Who was that directed towards?
Doesn't know. Here's something you didn't know. Jon Bon Jovi's first professional recording job.
Bruce Springsteen.
He sang lead vocals on a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas on a on a Star Wars album in 1980.
Wow.
I kind of sort of remember that album. But I didn't know that was him on it.
And finally, here's something you didn't know. Sloths.
Love sloths.
Only poop once a week.
Things you didn't know.
Take them that long to get to the bathroom.
Today's best music.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
A lot to cover. Let's start with a feel-good story. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio teaming up to help a 28-year-old mom who's battling ovarian cancer. She was diagnosed while she was pregnant with her daughter and refused treatment until her daughter was born. After she was born, she was told she had 6 months to live. And Kate Winslet said she had lost her mom to ovarian cancer last May, and luckily they were initially given a poor prognosis with her mom, but they found this place in Germany that has amazing therapies.
That's so weird, Germany, because you've talked about Germany.
Yeah, they use one of the things I'm doing, either vitamin C or mistletoe, as part standard of their regular protocol in treating cancer. Yeah, they do things that other places don't. And so Kate's mom went to Germany. So they wanted to help this girl, Gemma, this mom, Gemma, and they needed to raise money to do it because each treatment, each visit costs about $98,000. So they had gotten to about £200,000 when she said, okay, it's time to call my friend Leo. She asked Leonardo DiCaprio what they could do to help, like do some charity, something. And he said, Saint-Tropez. Come to Saint-Tropez for my big charity thing. You know, the big charity fundraiser that he does to help the environment.
Yeah, right.
But he said, we'll throw something in there for Gemma. We'll auction off a dinner with Kate, with Jack and Rose.
Oh,
wow.
How much did that thing make?
Well, they ended up auctioning off three of them.
Right, because once they got to a price, they're like, man, we can make a ton more money.
$1.35 million.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, she still needs some more help, some other cancer treatments in Germany. But people can go donate to Gemma's GoFundMe page. Pretty awesome.
That is.
Wish we could do it for every single person and not just one. Arnold Schwarzenegger. After learning in Things You Didn't Know that he didn't blink in Terminator, I told you we'd have something in Schmig. He's going to be doing a new Western series for Amazon.
That's right. Back in the 70s, you may remember I was in The Villain.
No.
With Kirk Douglas and Anne Margaret.
That's true.
I remember that.
1979. Yeah. It was a comedy.
Before I did comedy.
This one is called?
Before you did comedy.
Yes.
You did a comedy.
Right. Before I was comedic. Follow me, Courtney.
What's this new show called?
You tell me.
Outrider.
No, it's called You Tell Me.
And this is serious, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't watch.
Katy Perry talking, doing a lot of press ahead of Idol. She said she regrets the stereotypes in I Kissed a Girl, which is 10 years old.
Yeah, you did not like her for a long time because of that song. You thought it was very pandery. It was,
well,
she was,
she was a Christian artist before that, and all this, and I think it was a sort of a publicity stunt. And that was a real gimmicky song, and it was it was unlike any other song on her record. Now that song feels like a novelty song, don't you think?
I do.
But I don't know. She's going through some big changes. She said, this last year has been about killing my ego, which has been really necessary for my career. If I want to have that true balance, I have to step into being Katherine Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Is she going to go back to her real name? Because Katie Hudson was her.
I don't think that's a smart music move.
Don't know. It sounds like she's still going through a lot of stuff.
Ask Garth Brooks / Chris Gaines.
Oh,
interesting, because I have Garth Brooks coming up twice in the Schmig. It's his birthday today, so we'll talk about that in celebrity birthdays. But Chris Stapleton got a big bump from the Grammys. His first three, he has the first three spots on this week's Billboard Top Country Albums chart. The first artist to do that since Garth Brooks did it back in 1992.
I think it's because he is different than any other that formula country artist.
Mm-hmm.
He does his own thing and creates his own music.
And he's real.
Yes. So let's put Yeti coolers in our song and pickup truck and, you know, it's just that.
It's not formulaic at all.
Right.
Charlie Puth's song, How Long, if it sounds like something from the past, a little bit of a formula. He said while he was out on tour with Shawn Mendes, he was listening to a lot of Hall & Oates. And he said he wanted to create a song like Hall & Oates.
That's cool.
Wow.
I don't know why. For some reason, when I'm on vacation, I listen a lot to Hall & Oates. I have no idea. I think there's something about the feeling.
Mm-hmm. You're free from judgment. That's why.
I don't think that's it. That never happened.
Okay, fair enough.
Judging 24/7, 365. Scott Speedman is joining the cast of Grey's Anatomy, if you're a fan of his.
I am. I always thought that guy was cute.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick. First celebrity event as a couple. They went to the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Oh, yeah. That's this weekend. That's a fun thing to watch, even if you're not a golf fan, because lots of celebs play in it.
Aaron's a big golfer. Apparently, he's really good, so he's going to be competing in it.
And all those quarterbacks and baseball players are, not all baseball players, but quarterbacks are always really good golfers for some reason.
You're a baseball player? Does it mess up your swing?
No, there's a lot of good baseball players. Who's the guy from St. Louis that was the quarterback that's really good? Mark Bulger, maybe?
Maybe.
Was he a good golfer? I didn't know.
Maybe he is.
And tonight, series premiere of Big Brother Celebrity Edition on CBS. Okay, let's get to celebrity birthdays, and we'll start with Garth Brooks.
I hung up on him once.
Didn't you ask him his birthday? Didn't it have something to do with that when you hung up on him?
Yes.
She thought it was someone posing as Garth Brooks.
So you should know this.
You should know it, yeah.
I don't.
At least have a ballpark.
Like, I remember yesterday.
I'll start. I'm going to say he's 57.
I was in that same area. 56.
56.
Good job.
Hey!
What about Ashton Kutcher?
Oh. I'm going to say
he's been around for a long time. Any dated Demi Moore would just screw in with your head, I'm sure.
I know. I'm going to say he's 39.
42?
I thought 41.
40.
Mm-hmm.
You were all close. And Chris Rock. How old's the comedian?
Well, okay. He was in Give Me One Rib. And
how
he
much
was a
from
kid.
One rib?
Yeah.
And that was the 80s. And he was very young. I'm going to say he is 50.
I think a little older, 55.
49.
53.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin's closest.
Wow.
That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right. I just want to double check this here.
For it. Taylor Swift will have tickets to her show later on this week. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we have your Cardinals bobblehead ticket pack to give away. Taylor Swift is snapping up real estate in New York City. Her latest one is a second floor apartment at 155 Franklin Street in Tribeca. But here's the crazy thing. On that block alone, she spent nearly $50 million in real estate. She already owns two top floor apartments in that same building, which she combined into one massive penthouse. She bought that from Peter Jackson, director of Lord of the Rings. And then she owns another townhouse next to that building for $18 million.
So smart.
She's just going to buy up the entire block.
Yeah.
And rename it from Franklin to Swift Street. Man. I mean, seriously.
Well, it's smart property. Yeah, I mean, it does go up and down, though. Like, look at California, however many years ago, where the bottom just dropped out. Mm-hmm. But now, everything's going for stupid amounts of money.
Yeah.
All right, so the next time you're sitting in traffic and complaining, I don't do it that often, but when I do, I complain a lot. Because I'm not used to sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
And that's when I call Lance and say, why is it like this?
I was going to say, who gets those complaints? Me.
Why is it like this here by the zoo every single time you're... There's so many lanes.
Right.
How can there be that much traffic there?
And my husband said, this is the drive I have every single day.
Oh.
Be thankful.
He's a lot more patient, though, than we are, I think.
Yeah.
So they just released the cities with the worst rush hour traffic. Number one, at 102 hours sitting in rush hour traffic a week is...
L.A.
Yeah.
LA.
Yeah. It's awful.
Sixth year in a row.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
way to go.
Repeat winners.
Number two, 92 hours a year.
Dallas?
Boston?
Atlanta?
East Coast.
New
Big
York?
Big city, yes. New York.
Most people don't, well, I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
Most people use the subway.
Right.
That's what I would think. I guess they're asking the taxi drivers.
They might count commute just in general because I have friends who it takes them an hour on the train both ways to get into the city and work.
Then San Fran comes in at 79 hours a year. Atlanta at 70.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, 64. St. Louis ended up really low on the list with how many hours a year?
Just under 20 hours of wait time.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's so consolidated, I think, too, in this area.
Yeah, when we have people come in from out of town, they say, how far away is that? I always say 15 minutes.
Everything's 15.
I feel like everything's 15 minutes away.
Except for me, where all my appearances are, in the valley.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, you got to be out there. It's like, okay, let's pick the farthest place from my house. And then this little study that came out, female Uber drivers make about $1.24 less per hour.
What, because of tips?
No.
What?
Because they drive slower.
Because they don't speed, you mean?
Maybe.
Because they don't break the law?
Yeah, there's no complaining about that.
They're not breaking the law.
Right.
Breaking the law.
That was Lance.
Are you
traffic.
Busting out some Judas Priest there?
Or Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, Beavis that's and Butthead, really. I couldn't tell you the band if you asked me.
I think that's old Judas Priest. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
All right, here's Lance with a final look at your rush hour.
All right, and it is sponsored by...
Adele on Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show. New name this morning, of course. That also means people asking, where did Guy go?
Who asked that?
I got
that?
A couple messages about it. He left a while ago.
Thanks for noticing.
A few months ago. I don't know if that says anything about us. Or
you've been listening carefully. We can tell.
That's how important we really are. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. And a lot of ticket giveaways. We'll run down the ticket giveaways that we have for the rest of the week at the end of the show. But let's talk about food. Do you look at the health code of restaurants before you go in?
Yes. I don't think I've ever seen one with an A. Without an A.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
I only go to C restaurants. I stay so healthy.
Well,
build up my immunity.
That's it. Here's the thing. Fast food restaurants actually have way less bacteria than fancy.
Why?
Because they just swabbed. I think that they get tested more often, maybe.
So that they're more...
They're just way less infested with germs. They found an average of 60,000 traces of bacteria at fast food restaurants, and almost all of them were in the bathroom.
Okay.
Meanwhile, just got to eat poor, Jen.
Don't you think it's because you sit in, you know, a nicer restaurant, you're sitting. Fast food,
true.
I usually go through the drive-thru, so you don't have nearly as many people inside spreading their germs.
Yeah, and I think what Courtney said too about the, you know, the stricter code, that they're more...
I don't think there's a stricter code.
I don't think there is either. Here's what it is. They found over 8 million traces of bacteria at five-star restaurants. And those germs weren't just in bathrooms. Half of them were on the condiments.
It's because you're sitting in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then about 7% were in the water that they served.
And think about it. The condiments that you get at a fast food place, they're all to-go packets.
They're all brand
new.
Yeah.
So when you're grabbing one, no one else has touched it. Unless you have like a 5-year-old who wants to touch every single one.
Right.
I have one of those. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now another thing to worry about.
Right.
The ketchup bottle in the restaurant.
Can't even.
Okay. And then a lot of people sick. I mean, it's been the nastiest flu season in years. You just had your first case at your daughter's school.
I went to pick her up from preschool and the first kid in the class. We don't know who it is,
but they
put the note on the door like influenza A or influenza B has happened in this room. And I was like, Nora, who was homesick from school today?
They're not allowed to tell you.
Is it a close friend or is it just someone you don't play with very often?
You're pretty lucky that it was the first case.
Right. I mean, there are schools that have considered shutting down because they have so many kids out.
Isn't it weird what you've heard about this year, too, with this flu? Have you seen more about elderberry than you've ever seen in your life?
Right.
Apparently, it's a miracle.
I had the kids take the syrup preventatively, but you're supposed to take it like 4 times a day.
That's a lot of syrup.
Yeah, I know.
Does it taste good?
It's all right.
Is it as good as the pink medicine we took when we were kids?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing's as good as that.
Oh, in the fridge.
The bubble gum.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's what you should eat and drink when you have the flu. Electrolyte beverages. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I give the kids Pedialyte popsicles. They're like, ooh, yay.
That's
popsicles.
Genius.
Right.
Genius. Green tea.
I don't like green tea. Yeah, you're not going to feed a kid green tea.
Yeah, it's not good. Chicken noodle soup.
That is my go-to sick food. Lipton chicken noodle soup. My kids do not like soup.
It's weird. It says it's salty broth. Broth. Helps hydrate and replace lost sodium. To me, chicken noodle soup is very salty.
Yeah.
Especially the broth. Okay. Beans or peas, protein.
Okay.
Brightly colored fruits and veggies because the antioxidants.
Oh, yeah.
This is weird to me. And I know I always crave it. I really crave Welch's grape juice a lot when I'm sick.
Oh, we never had that. We would have ginger ale.
Yes.
With a straw in the can and chicken noodle soup and saltines.
Yeah.
Chicken noodle soup does. It's something about it. Feels like it's...
Oh, it's the broth.
On a TV tray, sitting on the couch with sheets from the bed, like we would get to bring our pillow down and our sheets, and they'd set up like a bed on the couch, and we'd watch The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Welch's grape juice was our sick beverage, and it really does make you phlegmy, so I don't know why.
You're right.
You know, I don't think they really investigated that much, but orange juice is good. It's good because of vitamin
C. Okay, because of the acid, though.
The acid to me.
I've been making my kids eat oranges preventatively.
I feel like all you're doing is making your kids drink and eat things. And then finally, beef, because of zinc.
Okay.
And then, do you know what brat foods are?
Oh, yeah, that's the banana, rice, apples, or applesauce and toast.
Yes. Have you been feeding your kids that, too?
No, but when they've got the... When they've got the runs. You're supposed to do that.
A Mercedes a day